Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. My name is Anaya. How may I help you?
Yes, hi. Are you the escalations person?
Yes, sir.
Okay, great. I received an email from you folks that a credit card was declined. This is account number 32957820-006.
Okay. Thank you. One moment here. Let me pull that up the account for you. Let's see here. And can I have you just confirm your name and address for me?
Edward D., 947 Amsterdam Avenue, New York.
Thank you. One moment here. Let me access in. Alrighty, let's see here. I get shit because the items are out of stock. All I have to show them is watch this. Okay, let's see here. I do see here your eShop order of the magazine for the space dock as well as the Andromeda class.
Mm-hmm. And the Pathfinder. Okay.
Yes, sir.
That's the November one there. It's $109 and something. $109.89, which I paid on November 14th through PayPal. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting a credit card declined. And what I'm thinking has happened here is, according to the person I talked to, there's a credit of, you guys sent back $22.86 at some point?
Yes, sir. Indeed, we sent back $22.86 because we only shipped out for you the Space Dock Special as well as the USS Pathfinder because that's what we had available in stock. Since the Andromeda class was out of stock, we issue back out the refund for that item until we get it in.
Great. Okay, I entirely understand that. So what happens is you guys send it back to PayPal, and apparently you guys have gotten it because you're trying to charge it again. And PayPal doesn't have the money anymore because it's not going to let it sit there for more than 30 days. So whenever you guys sent it back was more than 30 days ago. So you're trying to hit an account that doesn't exist. You're trying to hit a charge that doesn't exist because PayPal thinks it already paid it. Right? So the way I see this, there are two possibilities. One, you send me a new invoice for $22.86 and I pay it through PayPal. Or I pay you guys over the phone, the $22.86. But this thing's going to keep getting declined till the end of time because there's no bill attached to it anymore as far as PayPal is concerned.
Okay, so PayPal is doing it as they don't see the bill, so they're declining it?
That's right, because there's no $22. I haven't authorized a $22.86 charge. What I authorized was a $109.89 charge, and they paid it. As far as they're concerned, they're done.
Okay. I do apologize about that. I'm not too sure of why they wouldn't be familiar if we sent the same amount back. We just want the allotted $22.86.
Right, but they don't allot it anymore. PayPal only holds on to an order for 30 days.
Yes.
If it hasn't been picked up in those 30 days, they just send the money back to me.
Okay, let's see here. Give me one moment. I'm going to have to look in with the warehouse because I'm going to see if there's a way they can invoice it and send it over new to PayPal.
Mm-hmm. That would be great.
Let's see here. One moment here. I'm just going to place you on a brief hold.
Sure. Go ahead.
Okay, give me one moment for you. I'm still with you. We're just resolving it now.
Sure.
Hello, Mr. D.
Yeah.
Hi, thank you for holding so patiently for me. So I was able to work with the warehouse. It was a PayPal issue of the one-time billing. They weren't going to let it go through you as you, even if you had a million on the account. So
right. We
had to just fix it. And so Friday, it will go ahead and process the charge fine for you.
Okay, so it's all set?
Yes, sir.
Outstanding. Thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
That is no problem at all. Did you need any further help today?
No, I'm all set. Thank you very much for what you've done.
Oh, no problem at all. I do thank you for calling Eagle Moss. You have a great day.
All right. Take care. You too.
You too. Bye-bye.